ABC Radio Australia.
Richard Hewitt with you for a Friday morning, the Friday Sporting Edition of Pacific Beat. And we return to a sporting theme now because Fiji's rugby league team abroad, the Sydney-based Kaiviti Silktails, are out to make a piece of club history this week by winning three games in a row for the first time. After a sticky start to the season in the third-tier competition in New South Wales, the Ron Massey Cup, complicated by postponements caused by atrocious weather, back-to-back wins have put the team on the edge of the finals race. And a win this weekend over last-place Western Suburbs will put them right in the mix with games in hand on all the teams above them. And right now, the Silktails assistant coach, former Fiji Bati international Daryl Millard, with nearly 200 first-grade games behind him in the NRL and the English Super League, says the key word is momentum.
Probably say momentum, the right word to describe the last probably 3 to 4 weeks. We haven't been far off in the losses that we had, but each time we lost, we played a little bit better than the week before. And every week, the boys have just been adding a little bit to the game and they're putting together 80-minute performances now.
With this momentum, are you seriously thinking that you can again be finals contenders now?
Yeah, definitely. I think we had a shortened pre-season, so the boys only got here in January. So to have a slow start was a little bit expected. We've got a lot of players who are playing rugby league for the first time coming from rugby union. So there's a lot of education going on there for the first 3 to 4 weeks that they've been in camp. So now that we're starting to gel as a team, definitely semi-finals is something that we would be expecting as a group.
And being away from home full-time, I imagine it is hard enough for everyone involved with the Silktails, but I assume it's been even harder when you've had weeks where I assume they've been training and then no matches because two were called off and then there was the bye. So it must have been difficult to, as it were, manage player welfare during that period.
It would appear that it hasn't been the best start to the season, but it has worked out in our favour, I think, because with so many new guys coming together in the team and new guys new to a sport, it's actually given us a few weeks to run through some stuff that we didn't get to do before the season started. With the team welfare stuff, it has been hard for some of the boys, especially the ones with kids and families back in Fiji. That's probably the hardest thing to manage, and keeping the boys busy on their days off and occupied during that period.
And at this stage, with a World Cup on the horizon this year for the Fijian national team, could you see a situation where one or two of the Silktails might just nudge into the squad?
I think definitely for the extended squad, we've got some really good young forwards, couple good back rowers, a front rower, and we've got outstanding outside backs. So I think there definitely would be space for the Silktails in the Fiji Bati system, depending on how many professional players are available, but usually at each World Cup. In my experience, there's always been two or three or four semi-professional players in the Fiji Bati system.
And I'd be interested to get your thoughts on PNG looking to get a team into the NRL probably sometime towards the back end of this decade. Could you see a situation where perhaps one day the Silktails might look to put a bid in for the NRL in their own right?
If Papua New Guinea side did get in the NRL and they wanted to sign some Polynesians or Fijians, that they would jump at that chance. With the Silktails and being in the NRL, I think being someone who played for Fiji Bati, I think that if Papua New Guinea could have a team, I don't see why Fiji couldn't have a team. Probably not in the next 5 years, as the Silktails are playing Ron Massey Cup and the next step would be New South Wales Cup before you even think about playing in the NRL. But yeah, I think that could possibly be something that could happen in 10 years' time or something like that.
And what about the New South Wales Cup? Could that be on the agenda for next season perhaps, or might it still be 1 or 2 years away?
I would probably say 1 or 2 years away, but you never know. If we keep improving like we have been, then maybe New South Wales Cup would be next year. It depends on how we're going. It's really about the culture we're trying to build at the Silktails at the moment. So if it happens in 2 or 3 years' time, that's completely fine. It's more important that we keep building a good culture where we're bringing through young players who are learning to play within the system that we're playing in, and then they can go and play in other places, having that foundation that came from the Silktails.
Daryl Millard, assistant coach with the Kaiviti Silktails. They'll be in action against the Western Suburbs Magpies this weekend. While in the Queensland Cup, after a narrow defeat last time out, the PNG Hunters in 12th spot on the ladder. They'll be up in Townsville to take on the 6th-placed Blackhawks.